Good day, you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska, and this is The Exchange for Wednesday, March 21st. I'm your host, Alexandra Gutierrez. Today, we're going to be talking politics and fashion. During the second half of the show, we'll be sitting down with Jennifer Blair and Sabrina Wilt, who just opened up on Alaska's newest business, Island Gypsy Clothing. They'll be talking about the challenges of opening up a store in this community, and they'll be telling us why Unalaska needs a clothing retailer when it seems like all you need to wear in town are jeans and extra tufts. But first, we'll be getting an update from Unalaska's State Senator Lyman Hoffman. He's the co-chair of the Finance Committee, and he'll be filling us in on how things are going in Juneau. Welcome, Senator Hoffman.
Just starting off, could you tell us sort of where things stand for your district when it comes to both the capital and operating budgets? Are you seeing the projects you want funded going through?
Well, the operating budget, we're still going through the process. That is before the House Finance Committee. It's going to be referred to us. I think for the most part, everybody's following what the governor proposed. There's some increments, minor increments that really don't affect the region. The capital budget originates in the House, in the Senate. I've had several meetings with the chairman, Senator Stedman, and the speaker. The preliminary stages are that we are trying to come up with a number that we feel comfortable with and the governor agrees with. So I've went through and worked out a list of projects that are under discussion with Bryce Edgman, the representative. And once we get the number from the governor, then we will be sitting down with the chairman, Senator Stedman, to see what can be fitted in to the overall scheme of the level of funding. So I anticipate that to probably take place starting on Monday and probably this coming Monday and probably concluding the following Wednesday.
And right now it seems that oil tax legislation, coastal zone management, and education are sort of the top issues this session. What's sort of being overlooked? I mean, what do you think that people in our community should also sort of be paying attention to?
Well, I think the big issue from throughout the state that is being overlooked is energy costs. You know, Senator Joe Thomas has the legislation to come up with a voucher system. People that are on diesel fuel, which is the predominant heating source for Alaskans, are addressed through his legislation, and that would give 250 gallons per head of household. So a family of, you know, two head of households, they'd get 500 gallons. I anticipate that particular piece of legislation to get more attention during the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Going back to coastal management, how do you feel about the bill that's been introduced, and do you see it having success this session?
The one that's been introduced, you know, I think that the dialogue, we in the Senate passed it twice, so we're waiting to see what action the House has, so they're taking the lead. We have not introduced one, and if it comes across, we will act upon it, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, it would be preferable to take action so it doesn't have to go before the voters. What we had passed last year, as long as it's close to what the Senate had passed before, and I think the House is fully aware of the parameters of coastal zone management on the two pieces of legislation that the Senate had passed last year.
Mm-hmm. The House Finance Committee discussed establishing an Arctic Policy Commission. Obviously, where we live, that's something that's hugely important to us, with increases in marine shipping and obviously with Arctic drilling, you know, coming up. Could you tell us a little bit more about where you see the state legislature really becoming involved in Arctic policy?
Well, I think the state of Alaska needs to take the role. You know, if it weren't for Alaska, the United States wouldn't be an Arctic nation. But many people, when we travel back to Washington, I went back there as a member of the Northern Waters Task Force, And what we emphasized to the people that we met was that when we went to Norway, when we went to Russia and other countries, they see Alaska as not participating as an Arctic nation. And they are the only Arctic nation that hasn't adopted the Law of the Sea Treaty. So, you know, I think it's, you know, it's sort of disheartening that Alaska is an Arctic nation, but is least looked upon as an Arctic nation by all the Arctic nations.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to cover or anything else you'd like to add?
Well, you know, the only other issue that I would like to comment upon was the decision that came down from the Superior Court judge saying that the state of the reapportionment board has to redraw the lines. So it leaves everything up in flux as to where we are in representation. I know the last plan included Unalaska and the lower part of the Aleutians in my Senate district, which, you know, I was pleased with. But there are still provisions, you know, on the Alaska Peninsula and Bristol Bay that were taken away from me. So everything seems to be in flux, and hopefully that can be finalized. But as an elected official, I have my my ideas, but have to stay apolitical on that issue. So hopefully people are following that, and hopefully we get what we want.
Right. And previously we had been attached with Representative Heron in the last plan. Do you think there's we'd stayed with you. Do you think there's any risk now that we? It could be sort of flip-flopped, or we might get Representative Edgeman back, but then potentially lose you?
I would say everything is up in the air at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, Great. Thank you so much for your time, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more about Unalaska's newest store after this quick break.